This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 265 for Friday, February 11th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Friday morning, with losses in the front months and a firm tone in the lightly traded new crop contracts. Canola up $6 to down 5. The March contract down $3.60 at $1,016.20 per ton. Chart-based selling ahead of the weekend was a feature, as yesterday's retreat from nearby highs was seen as bearish from a technical standpoint. Gains in the Chicago soy complex and a firm tone in other outside oilseed markets did provide underlying support that helped temper the declines. Canada exported 165,000 tons of canola during the past week, according to the latest Canadian Grain Commission data. That was up from the previous week, but total exports are still running well off the year-ago pace. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans were taking back some of yesterday's losses amid ideas that sell-off was overdone. The March contract up 20 cents at $15.94 per bushel. Thursday's move by Brazil's CONAB to drop their soybean production estimate to 125.5 million tons remained supportive, as that would be well below the USDA's current forecast for the country of 134 million. The smaller crops in South America should open the door for more U.S. business. The USDA reported private export sales this morning of 108,000 tons of soybeans for delivery to China and an additional 30,000 tons of soy oil to unknown destinations. Corn, it's also higher. The March contract up 7 cents at $6.49 per bushel. The USDA reported flash sales this morning of 128,000 tons of corn to Japan for delivery during the current year. Wheat, it's also higher, seeing a recovery after yesterday's losses. Chicago up 14 cents in the March contract at $7.86 per bushel. Kansas City up 8 cents in March at $8.09 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat, it's up 11 cents in the March contract at $9.53 per bushel. The ongoing uncertainty between Russia and Ukraine does remain a background feature, but exports are ongoing from both countries for the time being. Forecasts out of Russia point to increased wheat production this year, while a mild winter in Europe should also bode well for their winter wheat crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, February 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.